every human being in America knows that my next guest created one of the great TV characters of all times, Arthur Fonzarelli, on Happy Days. What you may not know about him, though, is he is a very successful director and television producer and author of children's stories, the latest of which is called Niagara Falls, or Does It? It's a Hank Zipser story, the mostly true confessions of the world's best underachiever. I'm happy to welcome to the show Henry Winkler. Hi, Henry.
How are you, Paul?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you for coming on here.
I'm having a great time.
And before we talk about the book, I have to say there's one thing you may not know you and I have in common.
Oh, what's that?
We both employ one of the great comedy writers in America, John Max.
Oh, no kidding.
You got John working for you on Hollywood Squares,
yes,
right?
Yes, we do.
Yes, and he contributes to this show every Friday.
I don't believe it. He is the absolute funniest, fastest brain in the West.
He really is amazing. He's kind of a joke machine, isn't he?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and he tells me that you are the nicest boss he's ever worked for, which is, considering he's also working for me, quite a compliment, I think.
I want to tell you.
Now,
I'm going to give him a raise.
Well, yeah, that's what he was hoping. Speaking of Hollywood Squares, and again, we'll get to the book in a second here. Hollywood Squares, you are the new executive producer. You took over the show this past year. How's
right.
that worked out for you?
Well, I'll tell you, on May 16th, we find out if we have won any of the 5 Emmys that we've been nominated for.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And if the show wins, do you get up there and get to clutch one?
I get to clutch one if it wins for Best Show.
Do you have any Emmys that you've clutched in the past?
I have one. I have. I produced and directed an after-school special,
mm-hmm.
and it won for Best Program of the Year.
Great, great.
And I have that. I've never won one for the Fonz.
Is there any chance you'll be up for Best Part-time announcer on your own show? Because I understand that John tells me that you occasionally sneak in there, and you're the guy who says, and today's prizes are...
Yeah, you know what? I had the best time. Our announcer went to do a movie in Prague, and so they didn't have anybody, and they said, would you do it? And I got very enthusiastic.
And who is the announcer? Is it Jeffrey Tambor?
Jeffrey Tambor.
Nope.
First of all, he's a great guest on our show. But he's also a wonderful actor.
People may know him as Hank Kingsley from the Larry Sanders Show.
That's
hey now,
exactly right.
Hey now,
yes.
Great voice.
Yeah.
All right. So the book is Niagara Falls or Does It? And is this the first or second Hank Zipser book here?
Niagara Falls or Does It is the very first one, and it comes out on the 12th of May, which is next Monday.
Right. And it's about a kid who is kind of an underachiever. And is there any Henry Winkler in
Hank
Zipser?
Well, you know what? It's a comic view of my life as a fourth grader with dyslexia.
Well, you didn't know you had dyslexia, did you?
I didn't then. But all of the stress and the strain that being a little bit different puts on you, you remember throughout your life. And so I just took bits and pieces of my life, and we put together this series. Now, the great thing is, the series was supposed to be only 4 books long.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 weeks before it was in the stores, the publisher called and said, well, let's do 10.
That's easy for a publisher to say. They don't have to write it.
Yeah, really. Well, 3 are written. We're going to start the 4th pretty soon. The first 2 come out Monday, the 12th of May.
Wow, that's terrific. So let's go back to you as a fourth grader for just a second here.
Yeah.
You had dyslexia, but you didn't know it. When did you find out you did?
I found out when we tested my stepson in the 3rd grade.
Mm-hmm.
And everything they said about and to him, I went, oh my gosh, that's me too.
Really?
And what we tried to do is not talk down to the kids and just write an emotional and funny story.
Mm-hmm.
And this kid just happens to have learning challenges and how they affect him in his life.
But as a kid yourself, you managed to overcome them tremendously. Obviously not just successful, but...
Well, you know what? You don't overcome them. What you do is you learn to work with them.
Ah.
You know, I still can't spell. I can't count. Math is something is like a foreign language to me.
Hmm. How do you go through Yale with those problems?
With terrific help and support.
You were copying off other people's work, weren't you, Henry?
No. You can't plagiarize, but certainly you know, people help you.
Aside from that, what were you like as a kid? I mean, we've known you as an adult for so many years. What was little Henry Winkler like?
Well, let's see. I was the class clown.
Mm-hmm.
I was always worried that I wish that I could do my work like everybody else. It was hard for me to read in the fourth grade. And so I'm telling you, it is unbelievable that I have actually written a book with my partner, Lynn Oliver, in the first place. And this is not as told to. We literally, as a team, write these books together.
Although Lynn must have had to do the typing.
She does, because I don't use a computer. She sits there with her leg tucked under her at her big leather green chair in front of her computer.
Mm-hmm.
I sit in a rocking chair in front of her desk, and we write the books. And then sometimes I write my chapters longhand, and then she deciphers them and puts them in.
Now, while we're talking about you as a kid, I have a quote here from something you said when you gave a commencement address last year, which I believe was in Austin, Texas. Is that right?
At Sherman, Texas.
Okay. You said, "Thank you for listening to me. My parents never did."
Yes, that's true.
That's quite a statement about your parents, Henry.
Well, they were, you know, lovely, short German Jews who, you know, there was only one point of view, which was theirs. They had a very lovely catchphrase for me, you know, "Dummer Hund."
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you who don't speak German, that's a dumb dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know that, and they just thought if I stayed in my room long enough, I was going to get it. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you came out, you were really going to get it.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
But, you know, at that time, television was they had tubes, so they felt the top of the television to see if I had, while they were out, watched instead of studied.
I am old enough to remember Mom and Dad putting their hand on top of that and saying, "This has been on while we have been out."
That's exactly what I lived through.
Yeah. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Now, you've always had kind of a simpatico thing with kids, and that manifested itself on Happy Days with the Fonzie stories. So many of them were kid-related. I guess my favorite of them is the library card episode. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, what was amazing was that the Fonz had, you know, people listened to him. The kids listened to him. And I literally said one sentence. I said, "Hey, look at this. You could get a library card, and they're for free. And you could meet a chick there." And library cards, the registration for library cards went up 500% in America.
The next week.
The next week.
That is remarkable. Now, while we're on the Fonzie subject, I have to ask you, and I've wanted to ask somebody this for a long time, either you or Gary Marshall.
Yes.
Why are you in a windbreaker in the first few episodes, not a leather jacket?
ABC would not let me wear leather because they thought I would be associated with crime. So then Gary made a deal with ABC that I would only wear leather when I was in a scene with my motorcycle.
Hmm.
So you'll notice that pretty much I never did a scene without it. I did a scene, I had it in Arnold's, I had it in my apartment, I was on it, sitting on it, always next to it.
The answer was take the motorcycle everywhere so he can wear the leather jacket.
That's exactly right.
Although I seem to remember in the opening season's credits, you're wearing like a tan windbreaker.
Yes, a golf jacket. Very hard to be cool in a windbreaker.
How did you get the role of Fonzie?
I went in. I auditioned. I mean, there were, I think they saw like over 200 guys.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted this big, tall, big guy, you know. And then there was little me. And I just went in there and I had the best time during the audition. And they called me on my birthday, October 30th, 1973. And said, "Would you like to do this?" And it was just incredible.
That is a very, very nice birthday present.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah. And
I wrote them a very nice thank you letter.
And I'll wear a windbreaker if you want me to.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, the tan windbreaker was not bad. It was the taupe that was really tough.
Fonzie and Taupe shouldn't even be in the same scene.
It's true.
Yeah. Now you've heard the phrase jump the shark.
Yes, I have.
Which, of course, is attributed to a Happy Days episode in which Fonzie, I don't even remember where you were, in California
or
Florida?
Yeah, we went to California, and I on water skis, I jumped over a shark.
And the phrase came about from a guy who started a website about TV shows that had kind of passed their prime, stayed on the air for a couple of years longer than they should, and you can look back and say that was the moment when they started going a little bit downhill. They jumped the shark at that point. What do you think about that in reference to Happy Days and that scene?
Well, a couple of things. One is every time that they mention it in a magazine, they literally show my picture on water skis, and I think I have good legs.
Yeah, but you were wearing the leather jacket on water skis, as
I
recall.
Yes, I was. They took out the lining, and I wore the leather jacket on water skis, and I thought, you know, that's a very nice picture. So, it's very nice to be in a nice picture when they mention it.
Sure.
Number two, we were number one for years after that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't really care. And number three, I think it's a very nice compliment that they chose us to name the website after.
And that guy's got his own book out there now as well. I've had him on the show to talk about it.
Absolutely. So, I think there was even a King World was doing some sort of game show called Jump the Shark, I thought.
Is that right?
Yeah, I thought so.
Now, speaking of game shows, we mentioned Hollywood Squares. You also do this show, Win Tuition.
Yes, on the Game Show Network.
You know, I got to tell you, I discovered this show only about a month ago, Henry, and I like it. And one of the reasons I like it is because my daughter knows the guy who's the host of the show from having watched him on Double Dare so many years, this guy Mark Summers.
That's right. And the great thing is that all the information on Win Tuition on the Game Show Network is from 1st to 12th grade. So everybody in the family that actually goes to school can play.
Yeah,
there's a question for everybody.
It's really a lot of fun. But this guy, Mark Summers, does he still have that OCD problem?
You know what? He's got it under control. He talks a lot about that.
Yeah.
And he's done a lot of work on himself. And he doesn't straighten his rug 24 hours a day.
And there was a time when he wouldn't even shake hands with people.
Yes, that's true.
He'd have to go to the bathroom and wash, right? No longer has a problem like that?
No, not that I know of. I've shaken his hand, and I've never seen him bolt for the bathroom.
Well, that's because you're his boss. He's really got to fight it the whole time.
Yeah, but you know what's great, though, is you win $50,000 toward your college education.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like a dad plays for a sixth grader that he's, his son.
Right.
And that money is put in trust until the kid applies and gets into college.
It's a very good show, clever idea, and doing well, I hear.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you got a lot going on, and I understand you're going to be bringing back the MacGyver show, but in a kid form, is that
right?
Well,
we're trying. No. He's a young man. He's 21. We hear in the next 2 days whether or not it's been picked up.
It's called Young MacGyver?
It's called, MacGyver, but he is the nephew of the real MacGyver.
And, of course, you're also in this big hit movie now, Holes.
Isn't that amazing?
Congratulations on that.
Thanks. That is a great film. It's so rich and thick, I think.
Yeah, we have friends who took their son the first day the movie opened, and it's all he can talk about ever since, because he said, it's just like the book!
Yeah.
It's just like the book!
Yeah, they really were very thoughtful about making that movie.
Yeah, well, congratulations on that. And also, one other thing I got to mention to you. Right before we went on, I checked eBay.
Yeah.
Do you know how many items there are with your name on it? I found more than 50 of them today alone.
Oh, see, now people send me stuff to sign, and I'm thinking they want it for their collection.
No, they want to make money off you, Henry.
Oh, I got it.
That's what it's all about.
What a shame.
Anyway, the new book is Niagara Falls or Does It? Actually, it's one of two books. What is the other book title?
The other one is called I Got a D in Salami. And you know what? They really, I think that they're funny. And if a parent reads them to their children, you know,
yep,
then there's stuff in there for the parent to laugh at also.
They're about a kid named Hank Zipser, a fourth-year-old, and it's the mostly true confessions of the world's best underachiever. And
yes, he is. Hank Zipser, yeah.
You're starting a series now, and when more books come out, come on back on the show and we'll chat about those.
You know what? I had such a great time. Can I just say hi to the Goodman family?
Absolutely.
I always have to say hi to the Goodman family there in St. Louis.
All right, and you've done so, and next time you can say hello to them again.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Henry, for your time
today.
What
a pleasure.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Henry Winkler here on the Paul Harris Show.